With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Parents of a Michigan school student who had been now sentenced to failing to keep steps or could have prevented the killing of four students in 2024. Jennifer and James Cremley, the first parents convicted in the U.S. mass shooting. Circuit Court Judge Cheryl Matthews on the sentence for Jennifer Cremley.
It is the sentence of this court, Ms. Cremley, that you serve 10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department of Corrections.
And the sentence for James Cremley.
As to defendant James Cremley, it is the sentence of this court that you serve 10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department of Corrections, that you receive credit for 858 days.
A New York appeals court judge rejecting the bid by former President Donald Trump to delay his, quote, hush money criminal trial. Mr. Trump's attorneys wanted that trial postponed indefinitely while he fights a gag order that bars him from commenting about jurors, witnesses, and others connected to the case. Also at SRNnews.com, the Prime Minister of Japan making a state visit to Washington amid concerns about China and the economy. Here's correspondent Mari Yamaguchi.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is making an official visit to the United States. The biggest event during his week-long visit is his summit with President Joe Biden. He will emphasize that Japan and the United States are global partners in maintaining a rules-based international order, and that Japan is willing to take on a greater international role in security, economy, and space to help Washington. Biden and Kishida will hold their first trilateral with Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Defense tops the agenda because of growing worries about threats from China, North Korea, and Russia.
And this is SRN News. Well, the governor of Florida making a prediction.
Democrats think the issue of abortion will win them the Sunshine State in November, but Ron DeSantis doesn't buy it. The Republican governor says he believes voters will reject a ballot amendment that would enshrine abortion in the state's constitution this fall. He also thinks a measure that would legalize recreational marijuana will be defeated. DeSantis says, quote, when voters figure out how radical they are, the measures will fail. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist Church preparing for its general conference in Charlotte, North Carolina this month, an event that was originally set for 2020. It is expected the gathering will see a formal split in the UMC over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. The denomination has lost thousands of conservative congregations over the last decade as the leadership has embraced the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Negotiators for Israel and Hamas continue to talk in circles over potential ceasefire deal.
The latest exchange between Israeli negotiators and their counterparts from the Hamas terrorist organization, both sides ostensibly seeking a mini Palestinian prisoners per single hostage deal, can be described as, we reject it and we're studying it. In a statement on Tuesday, Hamas dismissed the latest Israeli offer as intransigent and not meeting any of the Hamas demands, but added they will study it. For Israel, accepting the Hamas terms means an end to its forces in Gaza before completing its off-stated missions, including the release from incarceration of scores of hundreds of prisoners, after which it remains a virtual certainty its hostages will still not be accounted for, an impossible choice for Prime Minister Netanyahu. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at MediaLine.org and SRNNews.com.